you just kind of hope that nobody, that everyone doesn't end up leaving just before you go on. It's so lovely to be headlining. But of course, completely petrified that everyone's going to go before I play. I think a festival show is different to a gig because I think it needs to be a bit more snappy. Because people have been listening to music all day, they're on their feet, they're probably a bit exhausted. I think you need to keep it as snappy and kind of dynamic as possible. You can't be too overindulgent, I don't think. So hopefully it will just be quite a lively, fun show, which people will feel like they haven't just had to stand in the cold for an hour and a bit, you know? Baby, in a while, it's no mess. We could be the greatest, we could be the greatest. Baby, in a while, it's no mess.
We could be the worst of all. Baby, in a while. And is it important that there are smaller festivals like this who give different acts a chance to headline, a chance to do a big show like that?
Yeah, I mean, small festivals is where it's been really important to me. The small festival's always been really good to me and I've always played, and I think for emerging artists it's great, and also I think for the cities that they're in. They're fun. The Brits do the best festivals out of everyone, I think, and especially these small, kind of slightly more boutique, you know, intimate festivals. I think it's really important for the artists and also the people that get to do this, because they're not as expensive as the big ones as well. And I think Love Saves the Day, Bristol is so well known for its music, particularly its dance music. So I think, you know, it's going to be a really fun day full of great, great DJs and good acts. Won't dance, not without you. Small steps, they don't lead to your heart.
You keep me wishing in the dark. How does playing festivals, how does it improve you or develop you as an artist?
You have to work. You have to work hard. You have to win that crowd over. I definitely found that in the first campaign, like, you know, if my album hadn't been out or people didn't really know my material or me, you have to keep them there and make sure that they're not going off to see somebody else who's kind of probably at the same time as you and you're clashing with. So I think it's a really great way for an artist to learn how to please a crowd and to become a more skillful performer and work the stage. And, you know, you've got these much bigger stages than you're used to playing in, maybe, like, you know, toilet gigs or small shows in the UK. And you've got to make the most of it. So you want to be a man about it, do you? I definitely made this record with a live kind of audience in mind because I'd had so much fun performing to audiences. And so, yeah, this record has definitely been one that I felt could go even bigger in a live show. So I absolutely adore playing live. I have lots of harmony, lots of different sounds, lots of textured sounds on the record, and it's not going to sound exactly like the record, and I don't think it should. It should sound like a live show, and it should sound like a different experience for the audience. I don't want to see where this will go.
I'll keep my eyes closed. So you're going to be touring and then doing festivals, and do you write while you're touring and that sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to try and start doing a bit more writing whilst I'm doing festivals, because festivals are usually kind of Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'll try and do some more writing and just hopefully have a busy old summer of kind of writing and performing.